This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome, and Mark Goldman, once again, managing partner at Goldman McCormick PR, frequent talk show host, commentator. He commentates, and we're so thrilled he is with us back again because he has news that you need. Do you remember years ago there was a radio station, WBCN, and there was a guy, I always think of you and me during these segments, and it was the News Dissector.
Very cool.
Do you remember those segments? Anyway, he was just great. Danny Schechter, the News Dissector. And I think we need to come up with something, Mark Goldman, the cannabis CBD / reporter from coast to coast. But that's
like
not as... We have to think of something better. Okay.
Something
so you have a lot of stories. Yeah. You have a lot of stories for us today.
Always. Absolutely. Thank you for having me back on your show today. Big story came out just recently. Washington, D.C. passes bill to protecting employees from termination due to cannabis use. This is gigantuan. So the city council in Washington, D.C., Frankie, passed a bill just last week, and it would stop employers from firing employees who fail marijuana drug tests. This is gigantuan. This is huge. The bill, named the Cannabis Employment Protection Act of 2022, would also ban employees from firing or refusing to hire an employee because of their recreational medical marijuana use. Pardon me. There are exceptions, though. Employees won't be considered in violation of legislation if they are acting under federal guidelines, or if an employee consumed marijuana at work or while performing work-related duties. Unfortunately, the bill does not cover people working in safety-sensitive occupations, such as the police, security guards, which is a little weird to me, construction workers, people that operate heavy machinery, healthcare workers, caretakers, and people that work in the gas and power companies. So
well, that makes sense, though.
But overall,
that makes sense.
Yeah,
I think that makes sense, but I also think, I wouldn't want a security guard that's stoned, Mark. I wouldn't want a security guard because when I think about some of the concierge, we have 24/7 concierge in my building, and when I think about some of them, I mean, they're lame, and I think about, gosh, they're not very effective. Let alone if you gave them a joint or a drink, I'd be even more horrified that they would be sitting there.
How about the crossing guard? They would cross you and just never come back, right?
Well, I don't know about that, but the point though is that there are limitations which I think need to be in. You know, I just think
I hear you.
It's just an altering. It's an altered state, whether it's you agree with smoking or using the plant, it does alter some things. And so just as alcohol alters, I wouldn't want anyone drinking on those jobs either. So it's
What other professions do you think should be on this list? I mean, do you think radio show hosts should be on this list or not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Accountability is important. I don't know. I think, you know, I try to be as clean and mean when I'm on air as possible. You know, it's a mindset. It's how I live my lifestyle. But, yeah, I wouldn't ever think of having a drink before I went on air because, first of all, you wouldn't want me to. But, secondly, substance.
Not a drink per se, but, you know, a little medical or recreational.
No,
you know?
Not for me. But for many people, and there have been many that have shared with me that they've done segments with me that have been high or on, you know, alcohol, and that's fine.
Right. Definitely get some people talking more, right?
Absolutely. I guess it would be. But yeah, that's interesting story. I think it's long overdue, because there are people though that are using an entourage. They're using a combination, and it was designed to not get them high, but to help them with pain management, to help them with focus, to help them with their palliative care. And they should not be fired for that. They should not lose their job for that. So that's absolutely why I'm excited about this.
Yeah, I agree. Have you ever seen a medical script for marijuana or THC?
No, have you?
Yeah, absolutely. Been down to the medical dispensary and everything. And the amount of marijuana or THC they have to intake during a day, I don't know how anybody gets anything done.
Yeah, it's interesting. That's another piece to the story. Yes, 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 yes. So Ohio is expanding with its medical marijuana access. What's up with that? Tell us that story,
absolutely,
please.
So the number of medical marijuana dispensaries in Ohio will grow twofold by next spring. State officials selected 70 recipients, of a new marijuana licenses through a lottery last month, more than doubling Ohio's current 58 dispensaries. More dispensaries mean, obviously, better access for the 142,000 Ohioans registered with the state medical marijuana control program. You know, obviously, very, very good. As of
you know,
May,
that would be
May. Yeah.
Can I just say that would be an interesting story to see the number of people in each state registered as card members.
Very, very interesting. I agree with you, too. And you know what? As of May, Frankie, the program has recorded nearly $1 billion in total sales. And that's just medical
alone.
That's
extraordinary.
Which is fantastic. 17 counties will receive the first dispensary. That includes Delaware County, to be located in, local Delaware. 9 new locations will open in Franklin County, bringing them up to about 15 total. And owners must build spaces in compliance with state laws and regulations before they can open, obviously. They have until February 2023 to pass any kind of inspection. I think this is fantastic, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. That's great. That's a really $1 billion, Mark. That's extraordinary. $1 billion.
It's crazy. That's hopefully, you know, we actually see, or Ohioans actually see, a difference because of everything, you know?
Yeah. Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
The only problem, I guess, in Ohio is right now they're facing the major roadblocks with the legalization of recreational.
What's up with that?
I don't know. You know what? I'm not really sure, to be honest with you, but I just know they're having a lot of problems with the government over there. They've been trying to get recreational on the books for years, and they're just having major, major issues.
It's taken a lot of states a long time to kind of figure this all out, you know?
Absolutely.
More so than others. Yeah, yeah,
absolutely,
yeah. So
yeah.
I'm not surprised about that. I'm really not.
You know, I think there's, obviously bipartisan politics and a lot of things going on over there, and that's, making an issue for recreational. But the fact that
yes,
medical is way more important, and it's a great thing.
So we had on some brilliant economic guys, and if you've heard the show, if you haven't heard that show, it's a very important show. It was about can legal weed win, and these guys are the blunt realities of cannabis economics. And so they were talking about different countries opening up, and you have a story about Thailand.
Yeah, so Thailand makes marijuana legal, which I kind of thought it was everything. I thought it was legal over there. Anyway, Thailand made it legal to cultivate and possess marijuana just last week. Like a dream came true for aging generation of pot smokers over there. Recall, the legacy Thai stick variety. It's a variety of marijuana, super popular from the Thailand country, and again, it's called Thai stick variety. Apparently it's legendary. I've never heard of it, but, doesn't, I guess, really say that much. Anyway, Frankie, the public health minister plans to distribute 1 million marijuana seedlings They've added to the impression that Thailand is turning into a weed wonderland. The decision by the Food and Drug Administration to remove all of the plants from the category of narcotic drug makes Thailand the first nation in Asia to decriminalize farming marijuana for medical and industrial use. So, you know, really, really quite interesting going on over there.
Absolutely. Fascinating.
What do you think about that, distributing a seedling to every family, per se?
I don't know what to make of it, Mark. Honestly, I don't know. I'm a little puzzled by that story.
Absolutely.
In the sense that it just doesn't make sense to me, but I don't know.
I think the other thing that's kind of cool is so far it appears there will be no effect for police to tell people what they could do, what they could grow, smoke at home.
We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we can ponder that a little bit more. It's an interesting story. Give us the best website for Goldman McCormick, please.
GoldmanMcCormick.com.
We'll be right back. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Welcome back. Cannabis Talk, H to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer, Mark Goldman, who gives us stories from coast to coast and all over this world on some of the newest and latest things happening in the world of cannabis / CBD. And as a commentator, as a managing partner at Goldman McCormick PR, we're always so thrilled to have him with us. And so, Mark, Mexico, by the way, is getting very close, too, for total legalization.
You know what? I wonder how that will be, because there's a lot of organized crime over there. There's a lot of drug trades, and I can't imagine how that's going to go over very well.
No, I can't either. People. But the next story is near and dear to your heart, isn't it? Because
absolutely.
New Jersey is not too far from where you are.
Nope, just over the bridge. In fact, I might even be there this week, which would be interesting. Anyway, three new recreational marijuana stores opening this week. Hooray, in New Jersey. The store is making the transition under the Garden State Dispensary brand from medical marijuana to legal sales. They are located in Edentown, Woodbridge, and Union. The State Cannabis Regulatory Commission granted the company for sales back in May. It brings a total of 16 stores selling adult weed through the New Jersey, starting just this week, Frankie. So here's a kind of dumb question for you. What's the difference between adult weed and regular weed?
I don't know. What is?
I've never heard that expression. It's kind of weird, but anywho. See, the problem with Jersey is, and that I live in New York, is if I bring it back from Jersey to New York, it's actually committing
you can get arrested.
So
that's
right. I don't
want
to really do that or take the chances.
Yeah, I was just going to say, is it worth it? But and I'm sure they'll be on the lookout for that. Yeah, I don't think
so. And then, you know, probably miss the show next time. So, no, not at all.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, Mark, this is a question, though. Who do you think from New York will be going there?
Going to New Jersey?
Yeah. I think it's going to be a big crowd.
Yeah. You know what? Absolutely. Years ago, we used to go to New Jersey because gas was so much cheaper. So we would go over the bridge, fill up, and then come back. So I do think with the recreational part of it, not so much the medical, but the recreational part of it, that, you know, people will be making more trips to New Jersey maybe this summer, and other states that actually have recreational marijuana. I think that's where a lot of people will be taking their trips to and vacations this summer.
So is gas still cheaper in New Jersey?
No, not so much. A few years ago, Governor Christie took away the whole tax situation from there.
Oh, that's right. So it made it.
Now
it's
super expensive again. But the good thing about New Jersey is they pump your gas for you. So that's good.
Oh, yeah, that is good. They do? Oh, wow.
Yep. You're not allowed to pump your gas in Jersey. It's kind of weird.
Didn't know that. Who knew?
Yeah.
Did not
Who
know
knew?
That.
Exactly.
Who knew? 16 stores. I wonder what the annual income will be from those 16 stores in the first month. What the income will be for the first month.
Are you surprised with the limited amount of stores opening up? I mean, 16 is really not a great deal.
It's not a lot.
No.
Not a lot, so. No.
Hopefully this is just an experiment and they start cranking them out.
Where are the stores? Are they going to be throughout the state, or is there a location that they are in?
Yeah, it's throughout the state in a few various towns. So, kind of interesting. But they are definitely cutting them out, but I don't know. Doesn't seem like a lot.
No, it's not a lot. Well, keep a post pulse on that story, and let's see how it unfolds in the next next month. We'll see if there's a huge difference.
Yep.
What's going on in Alabama?
Well, in Alabama, medical marijuana products expected to be available in Alabama by spring at the earliest. Companies that want to grow and transport, test, and sell medical marijuana products as part of will be a new seed-to-sale industry in Alabama can begin submitting applications for licenses in the fall in the current timeline holds, if the current timeline holds. The Alabama Medical Cannabis Commission, also known as the AMCC, just met recently in Montgomery and updated plans for developing regulations for the program authorized by legislation that passed in 2021. So again, the AMCC, which we just said, the Alabama Medical Cannabis Commission, released a timeline for establishing the regulations that will govern the program. It will submit the rules to the Legislative Service Agency for publication in late June, and then a 35-day public comment period begins again in late June, so people will be able to come and comment and make their voices heard if they are for this, if they're against this, whatever else. So it's great.
Yeah, awesome. Very awesome. I'm happy that Alabama is part of this now. I'm shocked that it is. I thought it would have been one of the last holdouts, but I'm really glad that it is.
Absolutely. So, you know, let's keep on contributing with all these states, either being medical or recreational or whatever the case might be, and making it all legal and good.
So the next story, fascinating story, tell us about this. This is a large review of cannabis research.
Absolutely. So in the last decade, CBD, the component that does not make you high, allegedly, has exploited in popularity as treatment for pain and recovery, which you are a big fan of, right?
Yes.
Yes, big
fan. Love the
fan.
CBD.
However, there's apparently, according to this article, is very little research to back this up. In fact, a new large-scale review of the latest cannabis research found that some evidence weed can ease chronic pain, but researchers found treatments high in THC as well, which does trigger a high, to be more effective. Kind of interesting. A lot of people, as you know, take CBD, Frankie, because they don't want the high and they just want to get help with, you know, whatever pain they might have.
But you know what they're doing now, Mark? They're curating products. And we just had a doctor on who specializes, cannabinoid doctor.
Right. Interesting.
They're curating products so that the entourage effect, which is what everybody has always said.
Right.
And I don't know who did the research on this study, and I'm always so suspect because, first of all, you know and I know that Israel, one of the true pioneers in the cannabinoid world,
yes,
has been doing extensive research, and they've talked about the entourage effect, using both the CBD and the THC combined together in small doses. But they are now finding ways to create products so that you're not going to feel high,
right?
And that, but you're getting the benefits of the THC in the full plant.
Seems
so
like a win-win,
I think
right?
It feels like a win-win to me. It does. So, but I'm always very suspect of these studies because, you know, who funded the study? Who's the underlining? Who is the underlining writer of these research? You know, that's what I always wonder.
Absolutely. I agree with 100%. It might be, you know, politically, you know, processed or paid for or whatever. So I agree with you. We're policy oriented, you know.
Hey, this has been fun. Thank you. Thank you, as always, Mark Goldman. Give us the website.
Check us out at goldmanmccormick.com.
Wonderful. And we'll take a quick break and be right back. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD. but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Welcome back. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. You're in for a treat because Chef Manny Mendoza is with us. He started a company called Herbal Notes, and he's going to share with us what he has been doing in Chicago, and so exciting. Chef, it's nice to have you with us.
Hi, Frankie. Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity. It's so great to speak with you.
Yes, it's our pleasure. So you have been, your goal is to educate people on cannabis as well as advocate for all people. And we have a lot to talk about, but how did this conversation and your mission, how did it evolve through the years? If you could just share with us, please.
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, I'm really a product of my environment. I grew up in the south side of Chicago. And, you know, during a time, during the Prohibition era, you know, more towards the end, obviously, of cannabis. So, me being Latino and growing up, in a, you know, predominantly African American and Latino and just really immigrant neighborhood. At that time, there was obviously a lot of, you know, marginalization of these, groups, especially when it comes to over policing, especially with cannabis. So it's something that I've grown up around and, you know, I've seen, I've witnessed even at a young age in high school, I was arrested for, having paraphernalia, for having a grinder with no weed in it. So, and I had to pay like this enormous fine that, you know, when I'm in high school students, what money do they have? So you start to realize that, you know, these kinds of older
that
policies.
That is so crazy.
What
you had nothing.
They would have them.
Yeah, you had nothing and you were arrested.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it was.
Was it because of your ethnic background, do you think?
I mean, they didn't say that, but I could only assume that, you know, there were several Latino kids, brown kids in the car. And, you know, there was a guy next to me who did have weed, but he didn't have like pounds. He had like less than 4 grams or something. And he got a fine that was less than my fine. He got like a $700 fine or something. Mine was like $1,500. And that is
so crazy.
State labels, you know, how they categorize, you know, these different things. So you can imagine like what, you know, now you just scale that times thousands and tens of thousands and you do it over, you know, generations now. They start to create like, you know, these neighborhoods of, you know, disenfranchised people who have a hard time getting through, breaking through, and being able to create generational wealth, being able to sustain their families. So that's something that I've always just witnessed and seen and like, you know, I've sympathized with. So I wanted to make it a mission personally, a part of whatever I do to make sure that people understand now that cannabis is legal, understand our past and understand the people who were affected, the communities who were affected the hardest. You know, everybody had some kind of story with weed, but there were people whose stories were a little bit harder. You know, for a joint, they would have gotten locked up for, you know, 7 years. The 7 years of your whole life just for
it's so crazy.
One joint.
It saddens me to see. Yeah.
So that's what I infuse into my mission so that people can become more conscious consumers in this space no matter where they are in the country, because it's just important for, you know, real equity to be started to spread out and be spread out horizontally so that we can start to undo a lot of these, the damages that have been done by these old policies.
It saddens me to see so many people still in prison today for this exact reason. And they were at the wrong place at the wrong time, had paraphernalia, had a joint, whatever it might be. And they're still in jail because of where they live, because they didn't have the right representation, because they fell through the loophole.
Yeah, so that's exactly why I embed that into my mission. The, you know, the education behind cannabis is so important because it'll help guide people, especially our youth, towards being able to be more, not just productive, but more fulfilled, more whole being people, because they won't just see cannabis is, you know, just an outlet and not understand it, not know how to use it, because I believe cannabis can be, you know, it can be a tool, but it can also be abused, and especially when it's not, there's no education behind it. And that's what we see in a lot of our young minority communities today, is there, and in the past, there's not enough education, so people abuse it, and then they don't really follow through with what their full potential could be. So, but with the right guidance, you know, they can still use cannabis in a way where it's more of a tool, a more, you know, to be able to maximize and get, take advantage of the therapeutic benefits of it, after, you know, doing whatever work is necessary. So that educational component is incredibly important to our dinners, to our parties, to our events.
Tell everybody what you do, because, I'm sorry, everybody needs to know about Herbal Notes, because this is a communal dinner experience in Chicago, and it's a culinary cannabis experience that aims to use food, cannabis, and music as a means to bridge all walks of life closer together.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And I actually started in San Diego, California. And I'm from Chicago, so we've actually done Herbal Notes dinners all around the country, minus the East Coast until next week. But that's basically what our mission is. We really want to continue to travel with it and open up more doors, especially in states where they haven't even fully legalized into recreational or barely into medical, because that means there's that much more people there who are not getting the right, you know, educational representation, or not getting the right support, mm-hmm. or understanding, you know, how they can be a part of this movement as well and not be left behind in the whole country. So that's what our goals are. You know, we do that through, culinary cannabis experiences, parties, dinners, events, where we curate a very fun vibe, but at the same time, we infuse it with the right education, and we infuse it with very knowledgeable people in the space. And, you know, we cultivate, you know, the right group of people that end up being there, and we embed it with the right dialogue. So it's not like some kind of stoner event that you just kind of forget and it's all cloudy and everybody's just, you know, high out of their mind. It's more focused. It's more appreciative of what the plant really is and what it can do, and people are more energized about how they feel about it, so they leave more empowered that they can do something. So that's kind of what our you know, in a general sense, what Herbal Notes is. It's really a platform for a lot of people to be able to be exposed to what cannabis could be.
So you're also featured, how exciting, on Netflix Cooked with Cannabis episode 6?
Yes. Yeah, it was an incredible experience. You guys can watch it. I don't know if I should do the spoiler alert, but it was a great show. It was a great, you know, great outcome, and it was very fun to showcase, you know, what my skills are on the big stage, and, you know, being able to come through for my city and my people, and, you know, being able to speak directly into the camera, but, you know, talk to millions of people, it was pretty surreal. So, yeah, definitely, and a lot came from that as well. So I'm very appreciative of that.
So, your work, tell us how a Latino boy in not the greatest neighborhood became a chef.
You know, because of after school programs, being able to, you know, kind of just give me an opportunity to do something, you know, kind of useful with my time versus what was out there. There was a lot of temptation and distractions that would have easily made my life go left instead of right. And, you know, because of the, you know, the few after school programs that were available, there were some were like paid internships, and I did them, and I did the culinary after school program, and, you know, I got a stipend from it. So I got to make a little bit of money, and I got connected to what's possible and, you know, kind of flex my creative muscle. And that wouldn't have happened without, you know, the right resource, the resources being poured into after school programs. So that's what's really important.
So this is so wonderful. This is a great story. I have to stop you. We have to take a quick break. Manny Mendoza, give us the best website how people can find out about Herbal Notes and you.
Herbalnotes.co, so www.herbalnotes.co, I'm sorry, herbalnotes.co, and then our Instagram, at herbalnotes or at Mano from 18th.
And we'll be right back with Manny. This is Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. This is Cannabis Talk.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab tested to contain 0% THC.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
This Talk A to Z, an educational story, and this is a great story. Manny Mendoza is with us today. Chicago chef infusing meals with marijuana to create a dining experience you'll never forget while educating the public about the plant. That is really important. And I have a quote from you, Chef Manny Mendoza. And Herbal Notes is the website, herbalnotes.co. And it says, I had to bridge what I love to do, which is cook and feed people and nurture people, with something that I also really enjoyed, which was cannabis. So tell us what kinds of foods that you do cook. I see it's Mexican. What else?
Yeah, so I'm really, I'm Mexican and Salvadoran, so that's my own personal, ethnic heritage, but I went to the world's best culinary school, Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park, New York. So there I got exposed to the entire world, and met people from around the world. We studied cuisines from around the world. So I have a really broad experience when it comes to different things that I like to cook and things that I just like to eat. So, and I understand cannabis, and by learning about cannabis more in depth, I realize, you know, where it comes from and how it spans the entire globe and how cultures all around the world have some kind of history or some kind of, you know, recipe or some kind of, you know, bridge with cannabis. And even if it was, you know, outlawed or illegal or prohibited in their space, there's still, it still was cultivated by human beings for millennia, you know, all across the world. So, that reminds me that, you know, I'm kind of on the right path in terms of like how,
yes,
you know, cannabis and food are, it's a human and global language, a universal language that everybody speaks. So I like to cook everything. I mean,
how did you figure it out though? Because it's not so easy to cook with, you just don't throw pot in your food. I mean, there's an absolute art, and it's very delicate, right? The balance of what you need to heat and what certain temperatures, and it's very scientific as well.
Yeah, of course. And I you know, I knew that I did at the time when I was in Chicago after culinary school, when I realized that weed was going to be legal. But I knew that where I was in Illinois, I had a disadvantage because we were so behind. Excuse me. So I had to I moved to California. And when I moved to California, I immersed myself in all things, you know, cannabis and food. And, you know, I went to farm school. So I am trained as a farmer and I understand plant and botany and horticulture from that sense. And then I also, worked in dispensaries. I worked in, cultivation farms. And then I ended up, I worked in a bunch of restaurants as well, and I did a bunch of pop-ups all over the state of California. So I, you know, really immersed myself in the plant and the business of it and understanding how to put it together in terms of an experience for somebody. So, you know, I made that leap. It was a leap of faith, knowing that it was such a new thing and, You know, it was still pretty taboo even in California. You know, like more upper echelon chefs would kind of scoff or look down at, you know, quote unquote stoners and people who wanted to cook with weed because all they could imagine was weed brownies. They didn't have any more creativity
right.
to think that. This
it's true. It's so it was so limited. Yes,
different flavor profiles, and you know, you match it with other things that balance it out, like coffee. So it's so broad and diverse, and it's still so new. So that's what I embarked. That's the journey that I embarked on, and I never looked back. It only took me further and further to the point where I left California, and I wanted to now bring my information, knowledge, newfound knowledge to Chicago and to Illinois, where they were behind in terms of legalization. They legalized 4 years afterwards, but I moved back 2 years before legalization. So I wanted to get ahead of the curve. That was my plan since I left Illinois to begin with to California, was to get ahead of the curb and, you know, really, you know, plant myself in this space.
Sure.
And, you know, years later it became a thing, and now I'm more so at the forefront of that thing because I've been doing it for so long and, you know, have been feeding thousands of people in multiple states. And now, you know, on Netflix or on, I have a TED talk as well. So it's really led to a lot of amazing things just by, you know, deciding to go and to venture into the unknown. And now here we are.
How wonderful. You know, Manny, I think your story is such a fascinating story, and your depth and knowledge from training and becoming a farmer and understanding the botany piece of the story. I mean, all of it. And it does work together. There's a wonderful symphony going on with this plant, and people need to really understand it. And the width and the depth of it is what you're doing. And then combining it with music and good food, and you've got a home run.
Right, and we want to treat our experience almost like as an unofficial, you know, therapy session, where it's more therapeutic on the senses than trying to dive into somebody's personal life. It's really more about, like, how does this make you feel? Like, can we bring out emotions out of people just from being in the room and smelling what they smell and hearing what they hear and, you know, having the service and the food, you know, just kind of all these different experiences, and stimuli just kind of go off. And, you know, we see people's faces kind of light up like, whoa, you know, I've been to dinners before, but I've never like had an experience that was this kind of like,
oh,
that,
I
like
love this
soul,
story.
You know, kind of.
I just love this story. And I love the fact that you're using your awareness to bring about social justice and mental health and restorative efforts to Black and brown communities. And again, you can find Manny in action on Netflix, Cooked with Cannabis, episode 6. And Manny, your website for the food and the events is herbalnotes.co?
Yes, .co. And you can follow
this
us.
This has been
Instagram,
wonderful.
Herbal Notes.
Thank you so much for sharing your story and giving so much inspiration right here on Cannabis Talk. So appreciate it. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
And maybe tomorrow you'll see that life is still worthwhile if you.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.